Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Monday night, and it's Free Your Mind Monday. But guess what? You're going to remember this time, tonight.
Yeah. Undeniable. King of Pop. Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Monday night, and do you remember the time? That's the question tonight. How much do you really think you remember? I thank everybody for joining in tonight. It's Monday night. It's Free Your Mind Monday, and we don't have nothing distracting nobody's mind. There's no NBA. I want to thank everybody who's in the city of Miami because we're about to get down on Thursday night for the NBA title because, you know, the Miami Heat is there again, y'all. You know how that works in Miami. You know how we do things in Miami. Anyway, this is what's happening, y'all. We had some wonderful shows last week, and we have always had some wonderful shows. People have been calling in, and I appreciate everybody who's been calling in. And mainly when we have type of shows that are controversial. We had a one before with Professor Griff, which was very controversial. Email went out the next day based off what we perceived that was not being said, and Professor Griff and I talked personally, and we would not discuss that because we personally talked, me and another brother, Montu Himotep, talked together, and it was a very cordial talk, and I enjoyed it, but it was a controversial show. Well, you know, we love controversy, because controversy is what's going to wake a lot of people up. So, last week, we had another controversial show We had a brother on who's a radio host, Brother Yosevel, and me and him talked offline, and we had some good conversation, but he came on the show and seemed to have a controversial reaction. My email went out so much that the email became part of his show. So you know we got to come on this night. And tonight, I know people say, well, you know, Brother Dry Bones, you've been trying to tell us about a lot of things. But now I'm going to go hard and heavy because we don't really have time to waste. All of our intelligence are saying that we are in a state of emergency. Regardless of what's being said, how it's being said, we are in a state of emergency. And so tonight, we're going to call this show tonight, My People Are Destroyed for Lack of Knowledge. And we're going to break down this in the esoteric. For those of you who think we don't know how to study, because we have Black Wall Dictionary. It's been had it. That was back in the, I think when I was in the temple days, it was mandatory that you had a Black Wall Dictionary. So we're not, you know, this is not nothing new. But we're going to come down and break the whole thing down tonight for how our people are destroying lack of knowledge. But first, before we get started, you know I got to give a shout-out for everybody who's been supportive. Those of you in Lake Wales and Lakeland and Tampa and St. Pete, Miami, parts of New York, Buffalo, Atlanta, Texas, Georgia, other parts of, where's she at? She's in Missouri. Some of you are in other parts of the country. I appreciate y'all for listening. And the reason why I felt that this is necessary because we always had this thing where we are always saying, you know, why is this happening to us? Why is this happening to us? Well, you got to ask yourself some questions. I've been coming out every time with the true law of my eye. The true law. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying. All law is based off ancient principles. Problem is, we seem to have forgotten our ancient principle, and we have taken on the principle of those of you who are in a foreign state of mind. See, tonight we're going to break this down. We're not going to play with nobody tonight. I guarantee you, if you finish with this show tonight, you will be very understood and why people won't answer certain questions. You can ask them all the questions in the world. They won't answer these, I bet you. Because you've been given so much, my people, so much. You've been going through so much. But when you look back and say, what have I rejected in our lives? What have I refused to accept? Those of you who are into the Bible, I'll explain to you. I'm going to use the Bible because the Bible is the only book, basically, that many of our people read that can give an esoteric explanation for what is going on. And I'm going to speak about everything tonight, much as possible, because we don't know when Obama and them are going to start charging us for the internet. And if you don't think that's coming, that's because you are in lack of knowledge again, because you don't know what's about to come down the pike. And so if you think you're safe, and you're giving people the illusion that you have safety, we will soon find out if you're so safe. We have seen great black men and women taken down who we presume were safe, who we presume had so much going on, and they were just brought to their knees. I just played a brother a few minutes ago, Michael Jackson. Remember the time? Well, Michael Jackson gave everybody. They don't give a damn about us. And if those of you on Facebook and have seen some of the brighter people on Facebook giving people information, I appreciate y'all with the news that y'all giving that we can't get on regular TV. They are killing people just to build soccer stadiums, everybody, in Brazil. They don't give a damn about us. But you all so smart. You know, y'all got all the knowledge. When I finish tonight, we're going to see how much knowledge black people think you really have. I don't care if you have a PhD, don't make no difference. Carter G. Woodson said y'all would be the worst ones. Because y'all will be the most deceived one, because I told you a long time ago, when you put on the checkerboard on your head, you have put on the craft of the New World Order. Why you think that thing is square on top of your head? Because they have squared you off and made you their man and woman. But before we get started, I will never do a show without saying the seven principles of Maya, because regardless of what anybody say about them being in the private, in the public, guess what? I'm going to prove tonight you are all under the control of what they have thrown down. Because guess what? We are so delusional that we believe a few people got the answer. Ain't that something? Sound like a Jesus syndrome again. A few people got the answer to us getting out of everything. How is that? How is that? But tonight, because we are in this dilemma, I'm going to read first the Masonic Bible. Then I'm going to read the real truth. It says, woe unto you lawyers, those of you who like to go to court, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hinder. Entering where? Where are we entering? And what key do they have? And why is the proclamation of woe against the lawyers? Second, that goes along with this one, says, my people are, that's a definite. For those of you who think we don't study here on Dry Bones Connection, it's called etymology. Everything I'm going to teach tonight is going to come off an etymology definition. So we're going to fool some people tonight who think they know so much where the word originated from and the time frame it originated from. So we can prove how far this really goes down the rabbit hole. It says, my people are destroyed of lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no more priest to me. That's a proclamation. They ain't no talking about you might be. One day you might come back as a priest. It says, you shall be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You wonder why our children is forgotten? Because you have forgotten, and they are now being processed into the New World prison system. See, these brothers don't try to tell you. Brother called me up one day and said, man, do I got to go to prison to learn all this? I said, man, that's a shame, ain't it? We think prison is the new badge of a real man. Except for a man who takes care of his family, a man who does right by his hood, a man who does right by everybody, who does good, he don't get no badge. All the rappers got to go to jail talking about it's a creed. It's a badge of honor to go to jail. That's why all the rappers go there, because they've been put there because they want you to be fooled and thinking prison, because prison is a new industrial complex. Isn't that strange? It's on Wall Street, and people are trying to tell you that they, you know, they want you to go around with this. But let me break this down tonight. Now, you heard that. Now, that's written in the King James Version. What was written in 1604. It started in 1604, everybody. And they completed thy works in 1611. That's a seven-year project. Isn't that strange? Completion. Seven. Look this up. Commissioned by 52 men. 5 + 2. Seven. With an overseer, which makes 8, Sir Francis Bacon, who put these words together through their own definitions, and I will show you. Now, for those of you who want to hear what the ancestor had to say, it says truth, which we seem to don't have, justice, which we seem to don't have, harmony in all our neighborhoods and all our family works, disharmony, balance, we most psychopathic people on the damn planet, reciprocity. You don't think what's coming to us is not deserved, everybody? You honestly believe You are so righteous. Order. You have totally been out of order. Just watch our TV shows. And righteousness. You tell me how right our righteousness is. When everything we doing is a play on people. Play on family members. Play on everybody except those who use us. But let me go into what this subject is tonight, and we're going to open up. Give me 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and we're going to open this thing up tonight. For those of you who don't know, this comes out the Etymology Dictionary. It says, woe, exclamation of lament. That means terrible. To the lawyers. The word lawyer came in 1530, y'all. It means lawman. That comes out your Black Law Dictionary, everybody. It means law enforcement officer. And then it says, in 1865, what? That sounds like some Civil War times to me. It says there is an Anglo-Latin legalemus, which means magistrate. It's from the early 12th century. So these people who I just described said the lawyers who have created this magistrate or this law enforcement officer, which is to be woed, means terrible. It says he holds a key. That comes from the old English meaning, means to serve, to open, or explain. Explain what? What is it that the lawyer needs to explain? And of course, he holds his key to explaining some knowledge. The knowledge means, in Latin, in the definition that it means capacity for knowing, understanding, familiarity, facts of knowing. This came during the 14th century. It means a sense of organized body of fact and teaching. So when they was creating this thing, this Bible, they had these words. They were creating their own system of familiarity of their legality laws to be placed on those who they were going to subject with this new King James Version Bible that was put together by these 52 men and who was sanctioned by the Holy Vatican, who is the holy Jesuit of the army that is running this world today, which is the Pope. And if you believe that a few individuals, let me keep going, destroyed, you are personally been destroyed because you personally, look what this word means. It says to tear down, demolish, literally unbuild. You wonder why we can't get nothing going on? You wonder why our communities are destroyed? You wonder why we can't get along with each other because it's destroyed? You wonder why the banking system, we don't have a bank. I don't know how anybody talking about they in the private. You own a bank somewhere? The trust could be, it's got to be controlled by a banking system. Okay? I'll get into that later. Then it says, you so destroyed, you lack knowledge. Lack means sufficient, shortage, absent. That word came in 1300s. This is all coming out the Etymology Dictionary. Show you that this is new to the game, y'all. Now, here we go. We're going to get this thing on rolling. Because you reject. We have had multiple scholars, Martin Delaney, Marcus Moshe Garvey, Carter G. Wilson, Stolen Legacy by George M. James, people who have been killed to get this knowledge out. And you telling me a few individuals have gotten y'all so psyched out that you believe all is well. Let me go into some more information here. It says that after you are rejected, It says, you will be no more priest. It says, you will not be of no priest to me. Well, what is a priest? In the Latin word, it means a person. It means preparatoris. I'm going to spell it because, you know, you need to spell. P-R-A-E-P-O-S-I-T-U-S. It means a person, place, and position. You won't have no position now. You're only a do boy or do girl. Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, lying to the UN about weapons of mass destruction. You a do boy and girl. You go before the UN and lie. That's what we do. Want me to keep going? No, but I'm over the mic, so let me keep going with this. And you have forgotten. You have been forgotten. You have forgotten. It's lost with your mind. You lost your mind. You have been, when we talk about Yaku, the brother of Yaku, you don't think that the scientists of that era knew about genetic splicing? That's why they had Big Mama with Big Josh and Big Josh with Big Curly, because Big Curly didn't have big bucks. They knew genetic splicing as well. And guess what? They made a new nigga. And that nigga is called a nigga pen. It's a nigga pen. Got that from one of my brothers. I ain't going to leave you out. Got that from one of my brothers. Love that word. A nigga pen. They're all over the place, nigga pens. You can be black, but you're just a nigga pen. Talking about y'all so hung up on color, it's a shame how they fooled you with that. It's a shame. Law. You forgotten the law. What law? The ordinance, regulations, restrictions, governance by the same law. And this law, it says you've forgotten, is the law of God. Now I'm going to read the definition that came out of the etymology dictionary of what God meant. It says a sense of original, and then it has in parentheses shining, but, conjunction. But is a conjunction. Don't think we don't know English. People who think they only know the king of, they the only ones who know Black Law Dictionary. Whether is originally sun god. That came out their own definition. Sun god. And it says, because of you not knowing who the sun god is, it says, I will forget thy children. That means your own children, offsprings, or parents. If you think you are going to get away with this, black people, because you think you black, you are sadly fucking mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. You ain't getting away with nothing. In our law, Maya, reciprocity proves you are going to pay. Because you don't have love for nothing. You hate knowledge. You hate each other. You're only on these shows and stuff to see who is better than each other. Always want to make people feel bad. Can't talk to each other nicely. People ask you nice questions. You snapping all over the place like you on some shit. Can't say, well, you know, let me get back with you. I'll try to help you out. No, this ain't no help out game here. Always mean. You talking about you deserve something, black people? First of all, you've been lying to yourself because of the lack of knowledge. You have rejected all knowledge of the ancient. You can't stand it. You stop only at the Moors. And when you stop at the Moors, you stop at the destruction of the pyramids. You stop at the enslavement of yourself. You do not want to go further, I notice. We can't get you to go past the Moors. And if you think this is a joke, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. This is an eighth definition, the sun god. His name is Amun-Ra, Sentepen-Ra. Because you have forgotten all ancient principles. Because if you go on the drybonesconnection.com and look up some of the stuff we have on there, and if you go to our collage that we have for the blog talk show, I'm going to show you how confused. We talk about laws. I have black people with parliamentary wigs on, Bahamas, Jamaica. They're wearing parliamentary wigs. That means them white wigs with a black uniform. White wigs. No one asks why. No one asks why. Because why? You destroyed the knowledge. Because you rejected the real knowledge that was given in the past. Because why? We have forgotten it. And who holds that key for us to get it? These lawyers. Now, these lawyers, let me get ready to get this thing rolling. 9:30, we're going to get this thing hot. I got people on the line. I hope I see a sister, Akila, so she can explain how you can get these things done without trying to scare yourself into jail. She's going to explain a lot of foreclosures. She is able and have went into court successfully and done this without being scared. Okay? We need people who are going to explain to you how to do these things. She'll be coming on. I got my brother who our whole show was about, based off him just asking for something simple. And a whole show was given to on this brother. And I don't know why. It's just amazing to me. But a show was built on it. And that's what we're dealing with. But I'm going to give y'all something right now. So you want, the Bilderbergs are having a meeting right now, everybody, in Europe. 52 of them, or 51, I believe. Out of the 51, there's one black man. One. Wonder where his role plays. And they're going to be planning for your future. They already are talking about the farm takeover. They're taking over land. Right now as you speak, they are already taking over land. I wish we had somebody to stop that and help us stop that and go against it. But we do have what I consider patriots. Now I'm going to read this and I'm going to start this thing up. This was given to me by a patriot, a white person. This was given to me because they said they were trying to show me that this is what they thought of us. And they felt that by listening to this show here, I'm getting all kind of stuff from white people, believe it or not. Not because I'm beloved, because they see the damn. You know, we about to knock them off totally. Somebody might need to tell. We got a few of us out here. Ain't just me. I'm not a me thing. Is a lot of people, they happen to, who I, my circle connection, they was given to me. You know, this ain't a me thing. I want y'all to get that through your head. I ain't trying to get your money. I ain't trying to do no special shows. We went from seminars to webinars, and we still in the backyard. Okay, now, this was called the Nigger Spangled Banner. This was given to me by a person who said, you need to read this to your audience. I am, and then we're going to start this up. It says, Negro Spangled Banner. I'm going to sing it for you. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light how we set by the creek far by them fishes to bite. We is non-working niggas and nary a care because the government sends us a daily welfare. Does mails us the money, does pays it back. That's why we drive our own new Cadillac. We live in heaven each hour of the day and to have to work because the white folks pay. The white folks all labor for sun to sun to pay welfare taxes while we have the fun. We don't pay no taxes. We don't make no goods. We just raise more niggas way back in the woods. They'll pay us to vote and reward us to sin. While the sweet politicians keep on cracking it in, checking it in, my bad, checking it in, they mean they're getting paid. We wait every month for the slip and the jigger, and thus all we do is so damn lucky niggas. We march, break windows, set fires, loot stores. We shoot down the cops and break down the doors. We're ignorant as hell and don't want to learn. Because that a man, Carter, let us pillage and burn. Thus was written for us white folks in town. No law is for us, because we are is brown. So white folks work harder, get richer and bigger for each dollar you are is supporting a nigga. This is in rural towns, USA, and while you believing that everything's okay because you're able to write a few paper notes, send it into your local office, and many of you don't even get involved with local government. That's a shame. All this talking, and I bet you not one town hall, not one commission knows hardly any of you. But you're going to beat down the law. So this is what they think. And this is where we are. And I hope I bring in some good news, because the good news I bring is educated and refined. This is the definition, and we're going to open up the mics. The word gospel, which means good news, means educated and refined. Reliable knowledge and safe. Genuine, not counterfeit. That means what we try to say to you on Dry Bones Connection, you can take it as being safe, reliable, educatedly thought about, not counterfeited, and not trying to deceive you. And the news that we bring is the recent events and information that affects your life today, from past, present, and future. So we're going to open up the mics, and we're going to talk. I have a whole litany of things to talk about right off the top of my mind, because I've been noticing this for a long time, and I want to make sure that everybody realize that you are your own worst enemy. No, we are our own worst enemy, because whenever somebody try to tell us something that's good for us, we say, damn, that nigga don't know shit. Screw him. Screw her. We're going to just try to dog each other out and then expect God on Sunday to save us, because you're going to say in a grocery store, I'm highly blessed. You're going to be highly blessed when you're highly laid off soon. Yeah, you're going to be highly blessed. So let me get these mics open, and everybody out here, I'll see everybody. Let me start it right. I'm going to start with 777. Make your comment, please, and let me hear what you got to say about our people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Good evening, brother. Once again, just pretty much enjoying another show. Quick comment would be that we've been pacified, and we've been sort of like lulled into sleep in the sense of just accepting, you know, the lack of knowledge or quest for knowledge as just another, you know, state of being. And in reality, it's just it's a willful ignorance that pretty much has been passed down from generations to generations, where we've neglected our parental duties, even to our families, ourselves, and our society. So really, what is deserving of us is the result of our willful ignorance. There's too few of us that are really chasing the knowledge and trying to share it, and there's too many of us ignoring it. And I guess it will take an extreme case, for example, like slavery or during the Jim Crow era, for us to kind of realize that it's a serious game that's being played, and you have an opponent that's pretty much been on top of their game, and we've been pretty much lacking and slacking for generations now, and we pretty much will be reaping the rewards of that, because, again, they're moving forward with their agendas and their plans, and we're just staying stagnant. We do not respect knowledge. Yeah. We don't respect those that are bringing the knowledge. And even the ones that are attempting, to whatever degree they come at to the culture, we kind of brush them off for the latest gossip, the latest, you know, happenings, which is all BS, edutainment, like to use your word. So the lack of knowledge equates to self-destruction. That's a given. It's evident in our history, our most recent history, our past history. And then we also have a... Go ahead.
Great. Now, go ahead. I want to ask you this, because you're very you've been here, you're very knowledgeable. You're the one who came up with that, the four continents. Doesn't it seem strange that they have put this in our face of what is going to happen to us. And it seems that all means, no matter how our people do, let's just go to the 80s when this was even coming out. Don't you find it interesting that most people won't even come out to an event that is very, like Amos Wilson, Dr. Barbara Sizemore, back in those days when they were giving their speeches. You ever notice how little amount of people are in their audience as well? And today it's the same thing. If you bring somebody, it's just a little bit of people that comes. It's not even filled. Have you seen that yourself? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just evident to how good of a job they've done in completely separating ourselves from kindergarten school to university levels. Their program has pretty much been successful and consistent. And then you do have brothers and sisters that of that era that were those few, unfortunately, they didn't take it upon themselves to pretty much build a torch and then really pass that torch down. So we suffer of having to lose those greats, griots, one at a time and not paying any homage to the knowledge that they bought. But they are the prophets that the universe is still sending to us. And we'll continue to be sending them to us until we finally get it. But I'm coming to the realization that it will probably take a pressure situation for us to finally get it. And unfortunately, it's gotten to that point.
I'm noticing that, and many of you are in other areas of the city. I want to show you how bad it's getting. Many of you have heard Reverend Pinckney come on this show. And simply because he wanted to do his legally, just to do a petition, which is in the legally right of people to redress somebody who was in office to pull him out. Y'all heard him here. They wanted to keep this particular mayor in because this particular mayor is over the money. And it's the private interest. Who, let me get this correct, y'all, so y'all won't be deceived. The private interest is the ones ripping us off. Because they privately are going into the public money. And they're taking the public money, which is supposed to be our money, regardless of what anybody say. It's our money, and they're taking it for private interest. Now, he is now, unprecedentedly, the only person known at this point in time banned from the internet. I spoke with people up there. We're going to try to get Reverend Pinckney on here. We can only get him on here by telephone if we call him. He cannot call to any show. If you want to see his last show, it's on Dry Bones Connection. He's talking to a person in Detroit, happens to be a white individual who's taking up the causes as well. Because let's face it, I ain't going to sit here and play this game with y'all. If y'all don't throw me a rope, and a white man and white woman throw me a rope, common sense say take the rope if you ain't throwing me one. That's just common sense. If I'm on a Titanic and a white person throws me a raft, and because he wasn't black, I'm supposed to say, hell no. Y'all better get off that foolishness they taught y'all. That is a game made up for us to be stupid. And now let me go to another one. I'm going to get my brother in a minute here, A855, because he's ready to roll, because I'll explain that in a minute. Let me go to 8848. Make your comment. How you doing, sister? Make a comment. And then I'm going to go to, I got Sister Keela in Atlanta, and we will hit on some of the things that we're talking about with this foreclosure stuff. How she's trying to help people and have helped people. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, thank you. Good evening. From the last show that was brought about, you know, really, I feel that your shows are very informative, very educational, and I highly appreciate them, and I appreciate the way that you are, which, you know, you put things out there. You don't play around. You give the information as best as possible. I just didn't understand the last show that was provided. After Tuesday's show, which was a lot of provision where the sister had, you know, everything on tact, on you know, on she had everything where you would ask her. Yeah, Dorothy, Sister Dorothy. She had everything.
The military show.
Yeah, the military show. Well, you know, you would ask her a question and she would answer it, and she was, you know, she was on point. Then Wednesdays, I didn't see, you know, the goodness of it, because if this brother went to jail and was able to defend himself through the law, but you're here, you know, not asking a simple question, you know, when they ask you a simple question and you don't answer it and then turn around and then you don't really help, you know, brothers and sisters that are in your situation, I really didn't get it. So to me, it was it was obsolete. Other than that, I just have to say, Dry Bones, we're going to, there's going to be, it's not going to happen. It'll be happening soon, but it has to do with the economy, where they're going to have a change of, economical change, whereas Canada is going to be the one who's going to be on top. Our money system is going to go deeper down from what it is already, and I believe we're going to hit, you know, a low time economical, quote unquote recession. And I don't know. I don't feel that we're ready for anything that's going to be slapping our face. You know, because I'm just seeing, you know, little by little, it's like a whole bunch of people in the beach and they're seeing a tsunami coming and they're still laying down to get the sun. And they're watching tsunami coming through.
Beautiful.
And they're just like, and they're
beautiful
still
now.
Laying there. So,
beautiful.
You
no,
know,
beautiful
I...
That's a beautiful analogy because that's what it's almost like. It's like we're laying in the sun, and here's this big giant tsunami coming, and we're not hearing the signal because somehow the siren's off, and it's coming straight up into the water. I try to be very precise because I do a lot of research from all angles, because this is not something I heard recently. We're talking about since the 80s. Many of you know I had this literature about this going on in the 80s, 83, 85, 84, and people used to laugh. And they still laughing underneath their tongue, but right now they get a little bit nervous because they're starting to say, hey, everything's going up, food's going up, you know, my income going down. I don't see how anybody can be on any radio show talking about they got money. I can't see it. You tell me. So if you got money, if you got that much money, open up a bank. Open up something that people can be helped with. Or you don't have nothing. That means you're self-centered. If you're self-centered, it's no need for us because you ain't going to make it being by yourself. That's plain and simple, everybody. If you think you're going to make this by yourself, you are one of the most delusional individuals probably on this air. If you can think you're going to be doing, let me go to somebody else. Let me go to, thank you, sister. I'll bring everybody back as Shirley. Let me go right here, and I'm going to bring sister Akilah in, and I want her to explain today how she went to court, because that's what she does, and she's going to tell you how they've been successful without going through all this fanfare and stuff, because they're doing it with sincerity and heart and trying to reach these people. Go ahead, sister. Tell them how you was reaching them down there, up there. 1-877, you're on the air.
Hello. Good evening.
I hear it. Good evening.
I was I'll definitely comment on that, but I was wanted to make another comment in reference to the your people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. If I can comment on that. Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think, it's my opinion, is that knowledge is something that you have to have a desire for it. You have to acquire. You would have to, you know, have interest in gaining knowledge, and I think that our people are not destroyed. It's just that they haven't been exposed. If you don't, you're not taught to value information and knowledge, you don't know. So I think that it's just a lack of knowledge. And I think with me, I personally love to research, and I enjoy sharing it, okay? But what my problem is that I'm learning, I may want to share too much at the same time, you know, because I'm excited about it. And when you get the knowledge, what everyone should realize is you have to pass it on. If you hold that information in or try, I guess what I try is to excite people to want to hear me, you know. But a friend of mine told me today is sometimes you have to take knowledge with baby steps. But we still cannot lose sight of the fact that we have a lot of us, meaning black people, who do not have the knowledge, don't even understand it. It's not even there. We have to keep trying. And once we get it, perhaps give baby steps. So, that's what I think. I think that it definitely takes, you know, a village. So there can't be just, you know, I, me, or we. We as people, even if we learn anything new on this show, it's important to share it, you know, because you just never know. Sharing that knowledge may create leaders that we want. We can't give up on our youth, our children, and us as a community because of the fact that we have in the past been destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Let me ask you this. You might be destroyed for lack of knowledge, but let's just take this premise of using this book that everybody reads and it goes into on Sunday and really don't bring it up. It does not really say a very promising analogy here. When the law of God is forgotten, according to what this particular pastor is saying, I will forget thy children. That means that there's no inheritance for our children. I mean, we can say a lot of things, but, you know, you see it in the courtrooms daily. Look, tell me how many people you see in them courtrooms that you are shocked to see in that courtroom when you try to help them for fixing their houses. How do you, you were just in court today, and how'd that go today?
Okay, sure. It was a good day because the judge didn't actually rule. That's what made it good for me because of the fact that when you have a hearing and you have motions, the judge is going to rule in somebody's favor. But usually if he doesn't rule like right on the spot, you know, we were the defendants, so that worked out just fine with us. And
this is foreclosure, right?
Correct. It was a foreclosure.
What did you say? What did you go to? Yes, tell us what you went to court for and what was the outcome.
Okay, the reason why we went to court was because there was a foreclosure took place in January of 2012, and our client is still in the house, and they haven't paid any rent or they still have possession of the house. So basically, the banks they decided they want back rent. They want back rent from the time they foreclosed. And in your state, the laws have recently changed on eviction. This is an eviction case, eviction after foreclosure. And what you become is a tenant suffering. So our position was since you didn't ask for any money, you shouldn't get any back money. And that was our position. And then our goal is to try to keep her in a house for at least another 6 months because after you foreclose on a house, and she's reestablished her credit, okay? So everything looks really good. She's in a high 680s. She can actually go back and buy another house or the house she's at a reduced price. So the goal is in order to fight these banks, you have to you actually have to continue to stay in court. Like if you lose, you have to continue you have to continue to fight.
And well, how much money
that's the only way that you can actually stay in court.
So when you continue, which is going to take legally more money, of course, because you have to pay for the lawyers, basically the outcome still be, in your opinion, because you was on the show also about the foreclosures when you was trying to get your point across between this private and public. You use the same tactics, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the one that knows better. You use the same tactics both ways, or is it some type of difference in the way that that you tackle these foreclosures? Because foreclosures are everywhere. Everybody got them. Everybody has them all over. Florida's full of them. And then I'm going to go to the next one.
They're full of them, yes. Like I said, on the private side, I have that. I don't understand exactly how that happens, because the private is just private industry, private individuals or corporations that doesn't have to, you know, that doesn't have to go by the government laws. Or, you know, they have their own private. They don't have any laws. It's just whatever corporations. Like someone sue you, that would be considered private, and you're going to go to court. Because within that private organization, they have their own laws or, you know, whatever. But in the public side is what I do and work with the attorneys that I work for. We stop it either with a lawsuit, a temporary restraining order, a bankruptcy, a modification, or sometimes qualified written request letters. And there are ways that there's multiple different ways that you can do it. On the public side, that is. I don't know. I didn't get the answer, so I don't know how they do it on the private. I don't know how they do it on the private side.
Right.
But
yeah.
I know that I've done it. I've been in the business for a long time, and we've done it quite a bit.
And you have a good success rate, because I remember you telling me. Now, let me keep this going. Now, I got a brother, Brother Sean on here, who was asking different. And Sean was the one, everybody, who had this email that he went out to everybody explaining his positioning of some of the things. And the reason why I brought this show together, because our people seem to have such confusion based off this lack of knowledge that we have a disconnect. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. We trying to connect, but we continue to have a disconnect with this knowledge system that we got, because eagles are everywhere. That's one of the major things. Eagles are everywhere. We can't seem to sit down and, you know, no one knows everything. But when you start to hear people who presume to have, and I'm not saying that was said by any of the callers there, because they did not say they knew everything. It was just that this is a total picture of what's going on. It seems that, just like with Reverend Pinckney, he can't get no help. I'm sure there's brothers there. Brothers down here, we can't get enough. The law seems to be against us, regardless of what you want to call it. It seems to be not in our favor, no matter how you try to put it. And it's like something was designed on purpose, massively, to keep a certain group of people down. Because if the people are kept down, I mean, if you got 90% of the people down, maybe say 85 or in the 15, that 15 is not really, you know, what do we say about those 15 is not, you know? Do we look at them in a different light? Because as times become tougher, and I'm trying to tell everybody, I'm not just talking from out my head. Obama and them are planning, and when I say Obama, because he's the CEO, Obama and his staff are planning a whole new configuration of this nation. It ain't going to look the same in the next 10 years, y'all. He's laying the foundation. The next person, we will not be having any of the things that you see today. It'll be totally different. And they're not planning on getting rid of the earth, because that's how they stay alive with wealth. They just plan to do it in a way where we are subjugated, and we have to go along with it because of economics. Now, only way I can see us changing, first of all, we got to go back into to the Maya, to the true law. Understand the ancient stuff. Understand what's going on. All this new stuff is new. Latin Law Dictionary ain't written by us. It's English, Latin, Aramaic, broken down by European influences. Why would they tell you the secrets of the book? And I just told you they hold the key. The lawyers hold the key. Not these ones that you're working for or other ones. We talking about the banisters, the barons, those who are over trading, financing. They hold the key. So I don't understand how anybody can see things that much different, because it's pretty clear that we don't have a foundation. We can be the most blackest city, and we still hold the less of the wealth. Something is wrong with that picture. If we are in Atlanta, Detroit, New York, you name it, we are at the bottom. And it says you will be at the bottom because you rejected the laws. Not the European laws, but your ancient laws, which you have no intention of trying to learn, because, you know, you don't want to go past 2,000 years. Let me go to this brother here. Now, 88557. You on the air, brother?
Greetings, brother Drive On. Yes, I'm with you.
Greetings, brother. Greetings, man. Now, you know, you've been on here before, and I told everybody, and I will say that I had no doings in your actions.
That's
but
right.
your actions was called upon your consciousness, and your consciousness said you had to do something that you felt was necessary in getting out that particular now, because
right.
It's the right, and we have no problem disagreeing, everybody. We should have the right to disagree, and if we do disagree, the person who is being disagreed with, let him show otherwise, but the one who is disagreeing,
right,
let him show otherwise. And you actually did show paperwork about what you feel. Give us a synoptic of what you felt that email represented.
Well, this is Brother, for all the listeners, this is Brother Sean Hill, Tampa, Florida. And after Wednesday night show, I felt compelled to respond to Mr. Yusuf L's blog talk show, some of the statements that he made in the show. But more specifically, I wanted to specifically address the question that I asked. And so certainly after the fact, I responded via email, and I sent out an email Thursday morning to specifically address the question that I asked Yusuf L. And, you know, you opened, Brother Dry Bones, you opened tonight's show addressing the very core of the problem, of the crisis, that I would call it, if you will. You opened up with a quote from Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, with stating that my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And, you know, I would certainly want to explain to any of your listeners that were not included in that email, and I would certainly can read the email in its entirety for all those who may not be familiar with the email or may not have received it personally. But I only sent it out to about 40 people, so certainly I know you're, you know, with the vast number of listeners of your show, they may not know what we're referring to. So I'll be brief. I'll try to be quick and not take up too much time. Just give me a good 15
okay.
minutes.
All right.
Not to read the email.
All right, go ahead.
Not to read the email, but just to get out and explain here. So this is the
okay,
email dated May 29th, Thursday morning, right around 9 o'clock. I quote myself saying, opening, greetings to all. With all due respect to Brother Dry Bones and with regard to preserving the integrity and credibility of his respectable show, I urge the listeners of the Dry Bones Connections Blog Talk Radio show to exercise extreme caution in following any personal or legal advice as conveyed by so-called brothers. I mentioned two brothers in the email. They know who they are. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Or anyone that is advising use of UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, Sovereignty, Strawman, 98 number, QCIP, Seth KV Trust, 1099 OID, et cetera, legal paperwork. Let's just address those first sentences. Out of respect for your show, in which, you know, I wanted to basically give the intent, because you built a show that serves as a conduit for information. You've had several dynamic guests. You mentioned Reverend Pinckney, United States Air Force Captain Dorothy C., Dr. David M. Hotel, Dr. Nagimi, all these individuals who have certainly put their reputation, their careers on the line by doing one simple job. That's informing our people, or informing people, period, all races, all cultures, all creeds, all nationalities. And so your show is a conduit for that. So in opening that letter, that's where, with respect for your show. Second, I say I urge the listeners to use extreme caution when following any personal or legal advice, because we all know that in some states or jurisdictions, it's a misdemeanor or a felony to give legal advice if you're not an attorney, period. It's against the law. So anyone that's purporting or giving you a legal advice and they're not an attorney, it's illegal. And now it just depends on what jurisdiction you're in, whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor. Just, it shouldn't be done, okay? That's different from, you can go on the Internet or Google and search different type of docs. Chicago versus Miranda. You know, I'm sorry, Miranda versus Arizona. Chicago versus McDonald. You can research, and they'll have the actual cases online as a PDF file, or a law firm, or, you know, may highlight some of the cases that they've tried throughout their law firm's existence, whether it's civil law, criminal law, probate, foreclosure, mortgage, estate, just as so people can get a feel of some of the cases they've tried. And also the accolades of the lawyers that work for the firm. They graduated from Stetson Law School, Duke, Harvard, Yale, you know, Stanford. So people are informed of, you know, their credentials. Okay, I'll continue. These people are perpetuating extreme fraud and tort upon naive, unsuspecting people, persons, citizens, corporate fiction entity. For example, whatever play on words they are using to describe a human being. Let's just keep it simple. You know, it doesn't take, like you said, if those individuals who do have a Black's Law Dictionary want to look up what fraud and tort is, or what the definition, or quote, the legal definition of a person, of an entity, or of a corporation, then, yeah, Black's Law Dictionary is available for that. You can just look at it online. You can Google it as well, or Bing, whatever search engine you have. So it's not something that's a gee whiz, pulling the rabbit out of your hat, finding out what the definition, the legal definition of a person is, okay? Second paragraph of the email. During last night's show, I asked a very simple question. Can you provide the listeners with any case numbers within any jurisdiction of the people you have helped? The guest said, no, I don't provide that. And this is not verbatim, mind you. This is going off just the top of my head. This is not a direct quote for his response. Quote, no, I don't provide that. It's secret private information in a secret court file somewhere, yada, yada, yada. And then I was muted by the host. And such that I know in you administering and hosting your show, you give your guests the opportunity to respond, so which is why I was muted. So I understand that you have to do that so there's nobody talking over each other and they can get their response
right
out. That, we're clear right on that. Right. That's not an issue here. If anyone, continually, if anyone tells you they cannot and will not provide any case information that is always available in the public record, for example, any online county clerk or the circuit court website, you can perform an inquiry / search by name, property address, then simply they are lying and misleading you. Okay, we all know It's the information age. Most counties, jurisdictions, clerks of the circuit court has a website where you can go and perform searches on anyone. Anyone's credit profile, if they had a judgment against them or liens and things like that, those judgments and liens are found at the county courthouse in which they reside. It's public information. All you need is somebody's name or address to look up what they have in the county record. Okay, and let's discuss just briefly a little bit how that came about. We know okay. throughout history, or this country's history, there have been numerous wars that have been fought. During the Civil War, Washington, D.C., and actually the White House was actually burned down. We know we've lost centuries, hundreds of years of vital records due to fires and wars, vital information and records being destroyed. Oftentimes, this was before women have received the legal right to vote and the whole public office and things like that. These were men-dominated institutions, the legal institutions, the courthouse and things like that, the law enforcement sheriff's office, the marshal's service and things like that in the jurisdictions throughout the country as from the 13 colonies and as the country was expanding westward, you know, with new settlements. So oftentimes they had what was called, we know there was called, you know, people went out and staked their claim. You would just go in and stake your claim, and when a new state was formed, you drew your property line from the river to the mountain, to the ridge, to the creek, and you wrote up your deed, and you held it in your own private record in your home. This is, and I'm talking before the establishment of courts and county clerks and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Did you go off the air?
Hang on, I just had another call coming. But so oftentimes when the man went off the war, or young men went off the war, those records were either could have gotten misplaced or lost, or there was no heir to the property and things like that. It became convenient for the courts in those for the courthouses in those jurisdictions to say, look, okay, we're going to provide a storehouse of records, a central location to where property owners and legal jurisprudence and legal process can be executed out of convenience. And these records can be stored here and you know, and made accessible to the public, because in the case that somebody died and didn't have a will, or their home was destroyed in the fire, because these are the days of people they didn't trust the banks and all this kind of stuff. They kept stuff under the mattress, in the mantelpiece, things like that. So that was the original private record. But the advent of the clerk and the county courthouse created the public record. Okay, I'm going to continue. This is, however, then simply they are lying and misleading you. In addition, there is no such thing as the private record. With respect to the private record as it was known to be created, a private record for, like I just explained, people keeping personal and important documents in their home. There's no private record in the courthouse to where after you've had a trial and all the motions and things have been filed and a case number has been generated by the clerk, to where there's no private record for the clerk or to say, well, no, you can't view that, it's off limits. That doesn't exist. That's the context in which I'm speaking about a private record within the courthouse. Okay?
Right.
There are some exceptions for military service members to where there are redactions to certain records, because military service members that may be away in foreign service in support of a military campaign and things like that. Certain records, like divorce records, things like that, of military members are either redacted or not made available to the public because those members are still serving on active duty. All right? I hope that's clear. Now, I'll continue. There is, however, the establishment of trust that serves the purpose of utilizing the name of a corporate entity For example, Seminole Land Trust to conceal the beneficial interest of the holder in due course. Person, simply a person. The name of the corporate entity legal fiction still appears in the public record. The trust is simply filed in the clerk's county recorder under the legal fiction name and not in the name of the holder in due course. Like I just said, I've done real estate deals whereby the trust was created for a property, and it was given the name Magna Carta Trust. I provided that in the email. Okay, it's just simply so if anyone conducts a public search, public record search, and they're looking for Sean Hill for this said property, it won't appear as Sean Hill. It's going to appear in the public record under the name of the trust. And like I said, it's only the benefit is to conceal the interest of the holder of the title, the holder in due course of whatever specific negotiable instrument they have. And so that's what I stated. I attached copies of that, yada, yada, yada. And I went on to say, I am not concealing nor afraid to set the record straight because all of the misinformation, lying, backstabbing, hustling, perpetrating fraud upon our people has to stop, with emphasis. Okay? I stated that. I said, I'm a business owner, finance company, rental property, private military service, private law enforcement, and most importantly, a father, which it is no coincidence that you, like you said, you opened with the quote from Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and it's stated in Hosea, I will also forget thy children. That is the most important part of the email, which, like I said, with emphasis that I want to make. That's the most important point. As in the same point that you made in quoting Hosea 4:6, I will also forget their children. Listen, I'm a father, and it's my responsibility as a father to guide, to teach, to instruct my son. And I would hope that any parent is also motivated to do the same thing, motivated to also ensure that their child or children gets all of the education there they can, whether it's from the public school system or the private school system. And the private school system would be those people that are homeschooling. Okay?
Right.
All of the education and all of the knowledge that you can. And it is my responsibility to acquire all the knowledge and the education I can. Because you know what? I'm going to give you here something. Here's a little hint about the competition. I'm sure Japanese, most Asian children that are in Japanese schools and Chinese schools, they've mastered their education system. And their parents are encouraging them to go abroad, to England, to the United States, and go to the best schools in the world, Oxford, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and get all of their degrees too. So I don't know who or what is teaching people don't get no education and all that brother thinks he know everything. I'm supposed to want to know everything. And you're supposed to want to know everything too, because that's how we're being destroyed, by a lack of knowledge. And so while we're sitting mm-hmm. around, I'm supposed to render my divinity, and this is what the scripture says, while we're destroyed. I'm supposed to marginalize myself and not know nothing. And so you expect me to surround my people with people who are ignorant, so I could be easily misled and be deceived and taken advantage of. No, I'm not going to do that because I have a son. I'm a father. And I want my son to have children. And I want him to teach them everything that he can.
That's right.
Like the brother just said, his voice is so distinctive because he has an authoritative voice. He said something that's very important. He said the rest of the world is moving forward. And the last time I checked, when I opened my eyes, that's what I realized, too. The world is moving forward every day, evolving, new discoveries being made, new medical science and things being created, new scientific methods being created and developed. So who is telling people you're not supposed to have an education? You're not supposed to know everything. With the light, the speed of light that the world is moving, you got little machines, 3D printers that can make a machine. Every time you turn on the TV, you're being marveled and astonished by the extraordinary accomplishment of men and women. Where are we at as a race of people in that group? Like I said, Asian kids and other from other countries, they come over here and get all the education they can. And you know what? They know everything. And what we have to offer. They master 6-7 different languages plus and English. We can't
even
speak proper English.
And let me say this, too. These kids are we talking about, because that part that says, I will destroy your children. Now, I'm a product of, and I give all praise to the mother of mine. They were all homeschooled. And right now, my two daughters are in Japan getting education right now as we speak from the university. But in saying that, these Japanese people were bombed by a nuclear bomb, everybody, in two locations. They just got Fukushima up, and somehow they still hold on to something of their past. The pictures I received from my daughters, they have a high love for their ancient culture. Understand that. I got the pictures. If you want me to prove it to anybody who's been to Japan, can prove what I'm saying. They love their culture. They went and made sure that they did not die off from a nuclear bomb that hit two locations, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You have to understand why people bounce back, everybody, because they have a thirst. Now, we did have knowledge. I'm not going to say our people have not contributed. That would be foolish, because we have had some of the greatest inventions in the planet Earth, but we did not receive the patents. But right now, let's deal with right now. The brother says some serious stuff. And I'm going to start opening the mics up, everybody. If you want to get on here, hit
just
the number one button.
If you will, just let me wrap up just 5 minutes. Just last
okay.
5 minutes.
Go ahead.
I'm wrapping it up. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You know, here's another, you know, just a metaphor, if you will. You know, throughout the 80s, how, like, I'm a product of public education schools. I went to public school. Like I said, that was, you know, Chicago, south side of Chicago, went to school every day and graduated from college, Southern Illinois University, military, everything. But, you know, what I find ironic, Brother Dry Bones, it's ironic how we made fun of the geeks and the nerds and the Poindexters, all the, you know, the computer guys and things like that. Look who's running the world. We made fun of the geeks and the nerds, all the people who were studying, doing their homework, being diligent with their education, who were the honor society, the achievers. We made fun of them. Look who's running the world now. Can bring the world down with the stroke of a key from a laptop, can cripple the whole freaking planet.
But we're
being encouraged by a certain group of people not to have education. That brother, he act like he know everything. You're supposed to. If you believe you got L on your last name, you're supposed to know everything. God. Okay? You had a group of people, like you said, who persevered through Black Wall Street. They took something that seemed to be an oppressive law, like Plessy versus Ferguson, and they took Plessy versus Ferguson, which would appear to be negative, because so many people were so distracted about the bathroom and the water fountain sign that said color and the restaurant sign that said color. They said, wow. But a certain group of people from Tulsa, Oklahoma said, you know what? Here is our golden opportunity to have our own banks, our own airports, our own bus system, our own laundromat, our own grocery store. A handful of people who saw that as the reparations they were looking for in a what seemed to be an oppressive law, separate but equal. And they took that what appeared to be a negative and turned it to a positive. And so much so that they were hated for it, and they were bombed and destroyed. And it's hard trying to convey that kind of message to our people, because it's always a bunch of ignorant coons. And that's what, and it reminded me when you read that anthem, that it's sad. It was funny because it kind of reminded me of Boondocks, but it's true. Because most people don't know the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. They don't know that. We had to sing that every Friday in my public school, and it was instituted by a Caucasian principal. We sang the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, until an urban heaven ring with the harmony of lift every Friday. So we went home on the weekend with pride. Okay? So
that's what I'm saying.
We've been conditioned to accept lies, to accept these deceptions by people who are taking a gross advantage of their own people. And that has to stop. It really has to stop.
Now,
like I said, and I hope those of us who are parents will encourage their children and themselves to continue to seek all the knowledge you can, because education starts at home first. Home. Raise our children to be scholars. Stop watching BET and the NBA, because LeBron James and them got their money. Okay?
Yeah,
they got their money. They don't care about being called a nigga. Was there a strike? No. Was there a lockout? No. They don't care about that. That's all a ploy, because they want to keep the game going. So don't think
good
that,
question.
You know, well, all right, I'm done. I'm sorry. Go ahead, driver.
Yeah. Let me get in there, because you rolling. Let me say this. It goes to show right now, everybody. I'm going to start bringing everybody in. We're at the bottom of the hour, so we still have a lot of time. But I'm going to say this, that we have taken what I consider the most mediocre information and have made that magnificent, because somehow our power of the people want to be believing in something, and that's what they've done to us, y'all. They want us to believe in something. We have been put through a lot, and we got to believe in something. So every time somebody comes with something, it sounds good, we jump on it. And when we jump on it, we don't think, wait a minute, this can't be the first time, because there's nothing new under the sun, everybody. See, these are the type of things you cannot possibly tell me you understand, because there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new in what anybody's actually saying. It may be said in a different way, but there's nothing new. It's packaged differently. We can go back and listen to so many of our ancestors between the last 15 to 20 years who was warning us about what's happening now. But because of our lack of knowledge, and the sister said something earlier, she said maybe because, you know, we don't know. I have been around people, and y'all been there too, and I want y'all feedback from that. Y'all could be in barbershop, beauty parlors, just around friends, and if you bring up something serious, they will stay quiet. If you talk about Atlanta Housewives, which I hate promoting them shows, but all of reality TV shows and so forth like that, they know that every intricate thing about that show. Everything. Now, ask them, did they go to their child's PTA meeting? Nope. Ask them why they didn't go to down there to find out why our job's about to be cut. Now, I can explain this to everybody, and this is happening all over the place. I had a show about GMOs. Y'all remember. I said, you know, the sister of Florida, Senator Vasalinda, wrote a bill about GMOs to have labeled in all the food in on Florida, so Florida people would know, the state of Florida, just like other states. Some states have done it. And that way you know what you're buying. She was going to do her part to put the bill in. you know that some people will have to find fault with this woman. Oh, she was with Big Oil. I can care less if she was in Big Oil. The problem is, every time somebody puts something out there, we'll destroy it. Destroy the lack of knowledge. Because we don't want to get our feet wet, our hands dirty to fight for what is right. Now, because nobody wanted to do this, and it's going faster, Monsanto, I'm going to read this. This is actual. See, we get facts here. It says Monsanto, which is on the New York Stock Exchange as DuPont, and it controls 53%, 83% of all soybeans, sweet beets, sugar beets, are genetically modified. See the list of those ingredients on labels. We don't have labels because, you know what? We can't even get people to call a lady and say, you know, she needs at least 5,000 to 10,000 people to say, yes, we want that to happen. And if you call her, any of you who take the dare to call, they'll say, we ain't got enough people yet. And that's a shame. But you're always talking about what's wrong. This is wrong. But you won't get your feet wet at the local level. But let me tell you why what's going to happen. So regardless of you in the public or private, guess what this says? It says there's a good chance that food, 60 to 70% of all food on supermarket shelves is GMOs. You know how that goes? Because you don't even know. Because guess what? You can care less about the bill because you know what? You got to find fault with the white lady. It's because the white lady, you know, I mean, she was black. I'm sure you'll find fault with the black lady too. But it happened to be a white woman who put in the bill. Her name is Vasilinda, Senator Vasilinda, District 69 up in there in the Tampa and St. Peter. But you know what? You won't do nothing because this is an excuse. So you can sit back and just throw darts at people as usual. Let me go further. The brother mentioned, I'm going to give you facts. Why don't y'all go read the Logan Act? The Logan Act. It explained the difference, really, in this federal statutes of citizens and foreign in the United States and what the go and all this and all this goes back. I'm telling you, it's amazing how everything goes back into the 1800s. How they can keep those laws. And, you know, the thing about these laws that happened in the 1700s and 1800s, we weren't even in the mix, really, of getting involved with them. Yeah, you had a few of us in politics at that time. Very few. If you look at 12 Years a Slave, you can see that it was very few and it was very tricky if we were to stay free or not, even if we was free. So these laws are still in today. What do our people do? They always come after the fact. So don't complain, everybody, with Monsanto, who the lovely president, because he's black, you don't want to say nothing about, because guess what? You know, you can't take it that you might have been fooled again by what I consider the biggest con game in the world. That was the most brilliant. I give them so much credit to give us a black president at the height of all of their takeovers. It gives them such an easy access to do whatever they want because we too busy. We are destabilized, y'all, because many of us do not want to talk against Obama. Period. Good or bad. You know, I ain't saying he's the devil. I said his policies that has been on it. And those of you who are talking as if you have all this going on, Obama is using executive orders. You want to impress me or anybody else? Let's see you help stop the executive orders. Because that executive order affects everybody. How do I know that? Because here it is in this law. If you want some law, since everybody say they want law, and I read it too, but I find out it's very difficult to do anything when you got a zombie crew of people who, when you ask to do something, look at you as if you're crazy. Like, you know, we ain't going to do that. But then you want to get all, you know, esoteric on everything else, but when the reality hits, you don't want to talk about that. Hear what it says. It says, jus soli, which is law of the soil. Then you got jus sergens, same jus. I'm going to spell it. That's J-U-S S-A-N-G-U-I-N-I-S. That's the law of bloodline. You are being ruled by the law of bloodlines. A concept of Roman civil law. Didn't I say civil law was connected to private law? Is that, just go look up Roman law and guess what's going to be attached to it? Private law. And it says, this is about the privilege, y'all. This is about the privileged people. That's what that law means. Because we didn't have this in the ancient. You know, all this, you know, only a small group. The public was the personification of both the man, the woman, and the child. Family. Private law is individualism. Me, 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 me. Period. That's all you think about is me. Or a private group that is considered as a me. Here it says right here. It says civil law under the personal citizenship determines the citizenship of one by both parents. This rule frequently called citizenship by descent. Derivative of citizenship is embodied in the U.S. Constitution, such as the citizenship is granted through statutes. The U.S. laws have changed, and the requirements is conferring and retaining derivative citizenship have also changed. Okay, did you hear that? Yeah, it says it also changes. Let somebody is giving you up-to-date information of what has changed in the system, such as some of these shows like The Dredge and all these other groups that gives everyday changes of what's going on. There's nobody on a doggone radio, including myself, that can keep up unless we go into the archives of other groups to find out what has changed. You just seen it changes when it feels like changing. And I think, Brother Sean, isn't this a statement such as the law is 3/4 interpretation, or interpretation of the law is, I might be saying it wrong. Are you familiar with that quote?
Yes, there is a, that is a.
What's that quote?
Whether it's a legal, actual legal saying, or I want to say maybe like a motto, a legal motto. Let's see. I'll do a quick internet search, 3/4 of the law.
Yeah, do it, sir. Yeah, do that, because it's like a saying that it's interpretation. Now, I have put theory, because theory, you know, I'm going to tell you everything that goes
okay.
on.
Okay. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Okay. I knew something to that fact. Now, and that may, and don't quote me, because that may not be right in the statement that I'm putting it in. But I know that the interpretation is how a lawyer presents the case in his own dialect, his own way. His own, like, let's just use O.J. Simpson when he had Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran did a magnificent job, not just that he knew the law, but his presentation of how he gave it. That's what got everybody over. Everybody don't even know the law. All you remember is with Johnny Cochran, if it don't fit, you must have quit. That's all we remember. Because he said it in a way that he captivated. His language was captivating in that courtroom. And then when Johnny Cochran, who got together and realized he had to do something bigger, he was putting together one of the biggest cases that probably would have been in our time. He was going to The Hague to sue this corporation or this country for human rights violations. And as he was getting all his information together and putting everything in prepper, getting it all together, he had what was considered a mysterious death of an aneurysm. And so from there has not been anybody else. Prior to him, and I'm going to show you how this lack of knowledge goes, prior to him was Malcolm X was going to do it. No one took the mantle, if y'all realize that, y'all, after Malcolm X, not one group took his mantle and said, you know what, let's take up where Malcolm left off and go over there for human rights violations. Not the Nation of Islam, not the FCLC, not King, not the Urban League, not the NAACP. It was squashed. We didn't have anybody organized until Johnny Cochran. And you see what happened there. And you know what? Because of our lack of knowledge, of knowing what he was doing, and not upset about the fact that something happened and never carrying on the torch, this is why I'm stating that Obama has just put into effect that the war on terror is its citizens of this country. I don't think he's going to ask you if you're private or not. But Obama has now set up where they are preparing. You look this up and see if I'm lying. For a war on the citizenry of this country. And those they are watching, those such as servicemen who knows what's going on, such as veterans who will be willing to fight back, and such as those groups of patriots. Patriots were on the top level, and those are those white groups that you all talk about, even though they may not like you, understand that. I'm very well aware of that. But the fact that remains is they're organized into doing what's necessary. Are we? And we are not, because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We reject anything that will produce unity based on the fact I'm the one who started. That's the problem today. You have people, and I'm going to bring some people in there. I hope y'all, all who want to get on the call, I'm going to start bringing y'all in who are already in here. I see a new caller. Let me see if I got him. I got 2073 on here. I think they were here. No, they was not. They didn't have their hand up. I'll take that back. 1877, I'll bring you back in. Hold tight. I got 8848, I'll bring you back in. All the rest who are on the line, you can come in, or you can hit the button when you want. I'll bring you in if you want to get on this conversation. How many of y'all who's on here now have experienced that, what I just said, when you're talking to people and you're bringing up key subjects and they act like what you're saying is completely irrelevant, even though you've given them more information than they probably got all week? Haven't y'all experienced that? Go ahead, Sister at the top. Hey, go ahead, Sister Akilah. I know you experienced it. Tell me, how'd it go when you tell people this? What is your reaction when you see them like the sister told you you're telling too much? I don't know how that works. You're telling too much. At this point in time, we need as fast as possible all this information. Go ahead.
Well, I my experience is sometimes I do captivate people, and I get real excited when they're actually listening, or they'll say, you know, I didn't know that. I'm going to look it up. And then you do find the other group of people who are totally disinterested and are looking at you like you're a little strange, you're a little weird. And this is new. This is new for me because I have learned so much, especially here on Dry Bones Connection. And I just, I'm like a bowl of fire. I want to just share it, you know. So yeah, but I don't get upset because I understand. And I think that understanding that our people do have, lack of knowledge, and it even starts with our leaders. You look at Martin Luther King. You know, I think if he was still here, I think he would have played his cards totally different if he had the complete knowledge and understanding of the Jews that he led in his organization. Look at NAACP. I think that what we can do is we can look at even Martin Luther King. I mean, even Malcolm X. You know, he went alone to do get us our reparations. You know, like, I think that it's a good thing to do is look at even the lack of knowledge that our leaders held, because they didn't do their due diligence. They didn't profile. They didn't know, they let the wrong people in the organization. So it does happen, but hopeful. And I just try to be hopeful that we're in Aquarius stage, and perhaps, I'm trying to fine-tune how I disperse my knowledge, just try to give it to them in small increments. And whenever I see people and I'm drinking water, guys, I get on my phone and I share the fluoride water. you know. And I'm telling you, wherever I'm eating out at, they say, no, you don't want any water. I say, no, you know, I told them trying to reduce my fluoride intake. And then they'll say, I thought that was good for you. So what I'm saying to you is I do find people that's like, wow, give it to me. Send me the email. Send it to me, you know. You know, so I think that even though it does happen, I think as a people we should definitely, you know, continue to share and just know that this is going to be a small percentage of people that take it in, and you can't save everybody, but just continue to share it and be loving and understanding that we know that they don't have it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that because they're going to be where there is a small group. So those of you who are doing that, don't get discouraged. And I'm not putting this show out to be negative, but if you read this properly and you read it with insight, definitions, look at the words. That's how you put the whole thing. It has a very frightening feel because today our number one deterrent and law of getting what the Maya say is the truth and justice is held in front of these lawyers with a key. Now, the symbol of these keys, y'all, if you go on Blog Talk, you'll see the slideshow. I have the keys that are crisscrossed, which is the keys to the Vatican. The Vatican uses two keys. They're crisscrossed over each other. I'm talking about that particular group because they are, a lot of them are lawyers and astrologers. They hold a key to us getting into the knowledge that we need to get to because they have blocked us. It says they hinder us from entering in. That is the legal society has kept us. I got to turn somebody off. Y'all making too much noise. The legal society has turned us into what I consider a mindless people because they're using wordplay, that book, Black Law Dictionary. I told you a lot of these words are Old English, Old German, Latin, and so forth. You're not used to hearing that. So it's very easy for those who may have studied say, wow, and this is where the problem comes. Many of us know our people are very sheep-like, very gullible. That's why I said they are like sheep led to the slaughter. I'm using what the book says so you understand how this is a real. Slaughter means butchering. Our people are being butchered by our own people because they realize our people are easy prey. Most people love to hear a smooth person. The most smoothest person in our community today is the preachers. The talk, how they sound, the message they give is for everybody to hear that's been given to us. Watch the movie 12 Years a Slave. You see how that Bible was implemented on a regiment, and if you do that for over 300 to 400 years, you got the results today. So you can see how they smooth that in there, make you feel bad if you go against what they say because Jesus is going to get you. So you see how that all plays a part in all this. So the Vatican has a shield with keys on it. Look it up yourself. And from there, you will find that they make sure you do not know the knowledge of God because they are the parishioners of spirituality of this particular world. The three great religions are making love today. If you look on YouTube, there's a picture of Pope, Jesuit Pope, the Imam, and the Rabbi. They were all hugging in front of the Wailing Wall just recently, everybody. They were hugged together in a three circular formation where they were circling together, which would be three. And you say, man, that don't mean nothing. Yes, it do mean something. It means a lot. It means that they are now about to put the configuration on the on the master puzzle where they're going to allow Israel, because our people, I have the lack of knowledge, believe that Israel is the chosen people. If you believe that, that's because of your lack of knowledge about that particular group of people. So you are allowing yourself to be preyed upon with foolishness from this book that I just told you took place in 1604 and finished in 1611. That's when that book came, 7-year project. They must have known what they were putting in there, and they knew what their mission was. And it is definitely, I would say, almost complete. Unless something miraculously happened and our people totally wake up, it'll be ugly. What you're seeing in Africa, in certain parts of the world where they're butchering people, and your reaction is so melancholy. Because you're so used to seeing killing on TV movies and in television and on Hollywood movies, killing is easy. Videos. Killing is no big thing to us no more. We see it all the time through television. So when we show you on Facebook, when somebody has enough to show you on Facebook what people doing in other countries, you're desensitized already. That comes from lack of knowledge, because you did not know what they're using on you is called, and we did the show, scientific management on your mind to fall for whatever they say. And then you have this system of black people who have hate against each other. Now, there has always been a group of blacks. Steve Coakley, late Steve Coakley, may he be with the ancestors, revealed this secret group of blacks called the Boule. Now, I'm going to show you how smooth they are. The Boule emblem is a griffin. That is an animal with wings with a female face. You have been seeing it every night during the NBA playoffs when your boy comes on with his griffin outfit, the red outfit and notice what team he plays for. This is another one. He plays for the LA Clippers. Okay. And what's name Griffin has that red outfit, and he has an emblem on. That emblem was the same emblem that the Boule chose. That was a secret group of blacks that was beholden to the white establishment or the white elite. And they keep, they're called the guardian. And they guard the resources and the revenue like Reverend Pinckney is going through. And that's why Reverend Pinckney's having a hard time, because that brother is a guardian. He's a griffin. He's a Boule. He's making sure that the interest of a Benton Harbor stays in the interest of the established elite. So that's why he is a Negropean. Because his whole thing, now you say Negropean, why do you keep saying that? Negropean are the kids that the Moors made in Europe. You know, we got a lot of people come here. We got Booker T, for those of you who are interested. He will be here in Miami, I take that back, in Fort Lauderdale at the old Dillard High School. And it will be on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Those of you who need information, just go to Google and look up the old Dillard High School, or the old Dillard Museum, I believe it's called, and you will see him. Now, he was on in Hidden Colors. Hidden Colors is very good for those of you who are on the surface level of trying to learn, but once you dig deep into that story, they are the ones who produced the Negro Leagues, the Negropeans. The integration of the black white woman, who y'all always getting upset about on Facebook, but you don't got nothing to say when I show the pictures of the Moors for white women. They go quiet. You ever see that? You ever been on Facebook, and when you put something on there that shocks them, they quiet. Nobody respond. There'd be tons of people on that one link, but when you put that in there, they don't even respond. Well, that's what has happened. Those particular Moors created a group of blacks, mulattoes, and different sources of them. And even if they were dark-skinned, it didn't make a difference. You know, all our people make different colors. That's another thing. You can have a light daddy and a dark mama, and you can come out light and have a dark sister. So let's not play that game. But they produced a creed of people that was the European elite. That's why they were looked up to, because they were the elite of Europe. But yet, they were ruthless. They got movies on now called King of Thrones, and they're showing you all these movies about that era. They were ruthless. So Hidden Colors did not give you, and I'd like to get one of them on the show, because they're leaving out crucial aspects. Yeah, I don't care about Beethoven being black, but he was mean as hell. What good is that if he's mean as hell? What good is that the flute is a Masonic play, y'all? Look it up, the flute. That was Beethoven. It's a Masonic play. See, they tell you all these things without telling you the other stuff that connects. They were with white women. They married tons of them. So don't get mad what you see today. It is nothing new under the sun. Been going on. Been going on. So y'all upset now? I don't know why. That's because you are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because if you would have known that this has been going on since 7-11 and all this period, it's nothing new. Nothing new. I told you the white woman was the first slave woman. Y'all didn't want to hear that because why? A black man was getting off with the white woman. So the black sister, she unblocked that in our head. Now, same thing happened when you got over here. Ain't nothing new. The white man said, hey, y'all had ours, but see, it wasn't always that way. The white man also loved the black man. You don't want to hear that. So I want to make a little statement. Now, I was talking to some people up and watching. We had Dr. Inky down here. One of our brothers brought Dr. Inky down here. Good brother, gave a good presentation. He came down here and we met him. But Dr. Inky was on the House of Consciousness. And he asked, you know how the House of Consciousness have all these debates? They debate all the time, each other. And who do you think the winner of all the debates was? And he said, the General Sorosetti. And I've always said Sorosetti was my, I love the brother. I don't care if he cuss, all of them cuss. It don't make me no different. And the people who listen to rap music, you don't have no problem when they cussing. So I don't know why you have a problem with people giving out the knowledge. That's just the way they kick it. But Sorosetti comes with facts. He comes with hardcore, factual information. He had Sabri Bey ate his ass alive. He only had a whole bunch of the brothers from the science, the more. Ate him alive. He had Wesley Muhammad, ate him alive. Because facts and truth is the light, y'all. You can't dispute that. You might hate it, but you can't dispute it because it's factual. You can discard it because, you know, ignorance is high. But the fact is, when I heard Dr. Inky say, I said, man, that's deep, because that brother, you know, his message wasn't like that when he came here. Yet, he said that himself. And I always tell people, why I love Sorosetti? Because Sorosetti takes you back to the ancient. Takes you back to our peoples. Takes you back to that Nile Valley, Ethiopia, all the way down to Uganda, to show you where all this comeback, all this is at. And then our people get the knowledge, and guess what they do? They want to make it up with some other stuff, add other things into it. All I know is I see these pyramids. I see all these statues that are carved in stone, and like Dr. David Himmeltep say, they all over here too. So let's give due to what is due, and that's why God said, I will forget you. And what was the God name? It said it was the God of the Sun God. This is in their books, man. I ain't making this up. This is their books. They have God as the Sun God. And they and the origin of etymology. So you can play with it. And that's why we're going through it, what we're going through. And when a person lays a decree down, when our people lay down those ancient laws, I want you to know that the pyramids, when some of them went in the pyramids and got, they were getting killed. Some of the Englishmen was dying. They was catching disease. They had all kind of problems going on. Because there's repercussion when you deal with the Maya. And they also going to get their due, y'all. Everybody, you know, everybody going to get their due. This ain't something that's just going to be, you know, just directed to us. I'm going to stay on here for a little bit longer. If y'all want to stay on here, y'all stay on the line. All callers cannot call in now, so appreciate those who are listening through the Internet. Thank you. Stay on the Internet. You can listen, too, as well. But I just want to bring some more. Y'all got to keep a little bit of y'all noise down because I'm hearing a lot of noise. And bring everybody that was on here. I just want to say this to y'all. In your respective cities, because everybody's in a different location pretty much, are y'all starting to realize that many of our people do not know what's coming down the pike as far as these executive orders. And basically, by them not knowing what's down the pike for these executive orders, don't you know that that word called Ordus Novus Seclorum, order out of chaos, isn't that possibly our worst enemy that's about to be befalling us, is the order that they were bringing and plus the chaos? It looks like chaos is definitely, remember the that movie Get Smart, Agent Chaos? It seems like chaos is what they're creating, which I believe all y'all who are on the line, somebody go on ahead and comment on that if you want, or make a comment on anything you want to right now. Feel free.
I personally feel that the people that do have knowledge, and they some people, not all, I'm not going to generalize here, that some that do have knowledge of what's going on, and they're very busy playing with the devil, you know, so to speak. You know, they're prancing with it, and they're letting time just pass by. Just, you know, it's like, hey, you know, when it comes, and you know, there's nothing that we can do about it. And then they're playing along, holding hands with, you know, with the devil and prancing around it. And it gets me extremely frustrated, you know, because a sister was saying that she gets excited when she speaks upon a subject matter that some people respond to it and some respond to another format. With me, it becomes very frustrating when I see that, for instance, when I see that parents here in this state, in Florida, in Miami, okay, they praise their children on getting very high scores on their FCAT. They know where the FCAT is coming from. They know what is behind the whole manipulative psychological warfare on the FCAT, and they still hold hands with the devil. And it's like if they're giving in their children to the demon of Moloch. But they know what it stems from. So that frustrates me. It turns me off, and sometimes it gets me to a point where I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to know anything, but it's people like yourself and other brothers and sisters that come along, and they, you know, they uplift me, and they, you know, like, look, you know, it is what it is.
That journey has been also I experienced that for years and years, but it's in all of us who have this mission to communicate as much as we can to the people. I mean, it may not be all the time you're going to make somebody, but you will sometimes meet a person that is extremely happy that you told them. Our problem today is we don't even want to deal with the local level. You mentioned FCAT. FCAT, for everybody who don't know it, is a test that they give the whole year preparing kids. They don't learn anything but the FCAT test. The FCAT test was made by the Bush brothers. I can't think which one of them, but Jeb Bush brought it into Florida, and that's the whole curriculum. It's paid for. And that's all they learn here. I can't speak for the states. The kids are not learning anything at all to prepare for this new era. The brother said something about how different other groups come to over here and they kids learn. They sure do. If you want to know who are in these colleges, they're Asians, some Africans, a lot of islands, and a smick of what I consider homegrown USA. And homegrown USA is under attack, y'all. I want y'all to know that. I hate to say it like this, and I guess I'm going to have to. Most people come here with an identity that their country is either Jamaica, Haiti, Colombia, you know, Cuba, and so forth. and they have an ideology that this is not really their country. They just come over here to get the benefit. And so when we don't realize that being told to them on their own soil that this is what you need to do, go to America and send all your money back through Western Union. Because, you know, they're all through Western Union. All Western Unions make a killing with people sending money back to these countries. So this is what they do. So what happens is you're starting to get where the resources are there, but they're going to start to shorten them. And people are going to become more hostile. So I'm warning people to prepare for when Obama and them next year, or before this year over, brings up the amnesty bill, which would give 9 million illegals the option to stay here and work. When that particular bill is signed, you are going to have a super strain of people taking the jobs that was usually given to those already here without a lot of profit. So they're going to be jumping into jobs that are normally given to those USDA people, and they're going to now give them to people they consider foreign. Now, how do you stop that? It's very hard to stop. I gotta cut y'all off. Very hard to stop that, because unfortunately, we do not even get involved with local politics. There's a very small few states that are getting will get involved. This is the lack of knowledge I'm talking about. You can't talk about going against lawyers when you don't even go against the local politician. You don't even mention nothing about the local politicians. He's getting away with murder. He's stifling off of the public funds. Period. I just read that to you from the Negro Spangled Banner. They tell you that. So you got to take some steps to get involved, y'all. It doesn't take a lot. A phone call, when we ask y'all to call Reverend Pickney, or anybody that needs to be called. Mary Neal has an advocate group. I'm starting to listen to her. They all listen to her program. Mary Neal has a wonderful show. She's an advocate. She has many people. The Indians Affairs. I want brothers and sisters. We should be, especially in Florida, set a program up for a few of us to go and talk to the Seminoles. Talk to them and see how they did some things, and we can take some notes. You see, they live in large on those casinos. You know, these are the things we have to say. Are we going to get involved, or are we just going to sit back and say, let's be destroyed? Because the mindset, I must admit, they made a song called Self-Destruction. We headed for self-destruction. We used to, that was a jam back in the day, but I was a prophecy. If you notice what our kids are doing on these Facebooks, on these Instagrams, and all these all so-called social medias, nothing but foolishness. You can't get them to get on anything of knowledge. Even if we were to teach a law, we have no curriculum. I asked the brother, I said, can we get a curriculum for some of those, like, you know, learn law for dummies? I mean, it got to be something quick that we can easily understand this thing. I'm not saying I'm a dummy, but that's the terminology used, and you see it all the time. There's a whole litany of books with dummies in it. Make cabinets for dummies. They got it there, and they make it simple. It really is about being simplistic. We have a tendency to make everything so hard so we can sound so big and then have nothing, because guess what? We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And on my last little bit of time that we have, I'm going to continue with these shows. I, too, get frustrated talking to people, especially when you talk to people who you think will be more easily to be talked to or be around with this type of knowledge. Everybody is not going to agree on everything. My hope is that we at least agree on at least 80%, and maybe the 20% might rear its head later. But right now, many of us don't even agree on 40%. We got so many things that are stopping us, these religions, if a brother here that she's a Islam, he can't stand Christianity. Christianity can't stand the Hebrew Israelites. But when you sit back and understand, they all together from that book. Now, whether or not you want to know the history about that, that's on you, but that's what we're at. We're at odds from that book. And we're going to continue to be because we have ideology. We don't want truth. We don't want justice. We want ideology. Ideology gives you a false pretext that no matter what goes on, I have to always believe this way. I have to always believe that Jesus died on the cross. No matter what, I always got to believe that he's going to come out the sky one day. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You be careful about him coming out the sky. With this new hologram of Michael Jackson that looks so real, they have Project Bluebeam. Look it up. Project Bluebeam. A hologram, even if it is an alien-looking hologram, can cause mass confusion with population. If they were to see something coming out the sky that looked like Jesus, believe me, it would cause a lot of people to do some things that you wouldn't think they would do because they would think it was the second coming. And that is something that you better be aware of. They're also planning, everybody, to use drones here in America. Obama has signed an executive order for the use of drones. He's already used drones on foreign countries. I'm trying to say to you, I'm being real about this. I ain't going to stop living. I ain't going to stop trying to go out and enjoy my life because this is a beautiful earth and we need to enjoy what's on this earth. But I'm not naive enough to believe that everything is going to be all right all the time because that is not, that's naive thinking. And so forth. Those of you who live in this area know that today is hurricane season. Just like we prepare for a hurricane, how we be got to get the batteries, got to get the lantern, got to get the generator, got to get the tape, got to get the food, got to get all the necessities. So if a hurricane hit, I can settle down and hunker down for some days or weeks just in case how bad it is. That's the same way you better start thinking about what's going on in this country. It's called preparation. And the only reason why a person would not go and prepare for a hurricane because he has destroyed himself with lack of knowledge of the damage a hurricane can do. And the only reason why he has done that is because he doesn't know the force of a hurricane. And saying this, never take for granted the force of people's wickedness. This wickedness is on high. And I'm not a Bible thumper. But I know that Bible is used in an esoteric sense. Jesus, the one who proclaimed to be the Messiah, got mad at one group of people. That's it that we know of. And that's written. And he was able to get so mad that he started beating their asses up in the temple of the money changers. Well, those of you who claim to be a disciple of Jesus, you better start getting mad like that because the money changers, no matter what anybody says or tell you, they have, those who talk all that stuff have no power to stop the manipulation of the dollar. They have no power. They have no power to tell you that how they're going to live if it happens. Because believe me, when it happens, we are going to be so shocked and it's going to be done on purpose, y'all. Because they have to fulfill this new world order. Europe is already in. Neo-Nazi groups, y'all going to Dry Bones Connection, look at our political section and tell me what you see on that that you don't see in the news. A growing rise of neo-Nazism is growing through all out Europe. They are beating up immigrants, throwing Africans out. They're beating up all peoples unless they want them there. You can go look up for yourself. It's on drybonesconnection.com. I'm trying to tell you, I don't have all the answers, but what I do have the facts on, I'm going to reveal those facts. and I'm going to continue doing what I can do to wake up the minds of our people, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We hope to see all of y'all Wednesday. I think I might have Brother Mountu Himotep on. We're going to be talking about the Secret Society of Music and all others, all who's on the show tonight. I appreciate y'all calling in. Any of you who want to get more information, please go to drybonesconnection.com. Click on there. Let the people know. Give it to a friend. Email the website. If you don't want to talk about it, the website will talk for you. And I appreciate y'all. And I hope that the spirit of Maya will cause all of you to return to the knowledge that we used to have. Hotep, everybody.